Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Gimel in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 975th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up discussing Ksubas Benin Dichrin, a promise that a husband gives in a Ksuba to a wife that her male sons will get a larger proportion of the Yerusha due to the fact that if she dies first, she never got her ksuba, and that ksuba will be, if you will, funneled to her sons. We're going to discuss the sources for ksubas benin dichrin that we saw in the Mishnah on Nun Beis and Mabeis. We're going to pick up with the Gemara right on the Mishnah, and that will be a big topic in today's daf, and that is ksubas benin dichrin. The Gemara will also introduce us to a phenomenon that we've not come across yet, I believe, and that is the idea that a woman could sell her ksuba to her husband. And we're going to discuss that a ksuba is like, I guess, in business parlance, it's a type of option. It's an option that a woman has, and she could sell that option. We will, on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, discuss the other Tnai Ksuba that was mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is Bino Nukvin, and that is the husband's responsibility to support his wife's daughters when she passes away, and that's part of the Tnai Ksuba. Will of course bring us back to the sugya of supporting one's children as well as one's wife's children. And finally, our daf will conclude with the sugya of Mizonos for a Mima'enes. Mima'enes we've discussed in Yevamos, and that is a woman who says that she no longer wants to be married to a man if she was married off by her sister or brothers and mother. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up Gemara Nun Beis Amud Beis, after the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the bottom, after we had learned the concept of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai are going to discuss why we have Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Of course, before we see Rabbi Yochanan, let us review again what is Ksubas Benin Dichrin. As Rashi alludes to on the Mishnah, Ksubas Benin Dichrin is the right for a woman's children to inherit from their father their mother's Ksuba. So let's give our case names. Yaakov is married to Leah. If Leah dies first, so then in such a case, of course, Yaakov inherits Leah. In general, once a person inherits somebody else, the money becomes theirs. And therefore, when they die, and they pass it on to their children, when Yaakov passes it on to Reuven, as well as to Yosef and Binyamin, who are all children of his, they would split it equally 12 times over, leaving aside Hilchos Bechor. Comes along the Halacha Ksumas Benin Dichrin, Otakana Midrabanan, and says that when Yaakov marries Leah and they write a Ksuba, one of the conditions of the Ksuba is that whatever the value of the Ksuba, let's say 200 Zuz, that Leah is being promised, if she dies first, of course she doesn't get it. However, when Yaakov dies, he will distribute the ksuba to Leah's children, Reuven and Shimon and so on, and Yosef and Binyamin are not going to collect from that part of the state. Let's Be'ezer Hashem now see the rationale for that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Mishum Rashbi, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Mipnei Ma'ez Kinu Ksubas V'Nei Dichrin, Kedei She'yikfoitz Adam V'yichtoiv Libitoi Kibinoi. It's really not simply about Leah's mindset, but it's actually what Leah's father is thinking. What's Lavan thinking? Lavan supposedly is looking out for his daughter Leah, right? It won't be the first time. And that is that he wants his estate to go to his daughter's children. If he knows that it's going to be spread through Yaakov's children, all of Yaakov's children might not be his daughters. In fact, two of his daughters married him, but there were two who didn't. And therefore, he's less likely to give money to his daughter for the Nedudya, and we want Yikfots Adam, we want a father to jump to marry off his daughter, and one of those things is by giving his daughter a good nedunya, and that will make people want to marry his daughter. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shimon b'Shim b'Yochai, Mepnei ma'askinu k'subas b'nin dichrin, Kedei shi'ikva yitzadim yichtov lebitoi kibinoi, then in order a man should jump and write to his daughter, his nechasim, just like he would to his son, just like he knows that when he gives nechasim possessions to his son, it will continue on to his grandchildren as long as his son has children. So too, he's more likely to give to his daughter if he knows that it's going to continue on and that it won't be assumed into and absorbed into the husband's inheritance, but rather it will continue through his daughter to her sons. Ask the Gemara, Mika Midi. So what happens? Mina Torah, Yaakov's children should all inherit, and the Torah equally. And the Torah is going to come along and say that all the children inherit equal, all the 12 sons. Come along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are going to say, no, they're going to allow the daughter to inherit as well. So, back into the Gemara. The Torah says that the son inherits and the daughter doesn't inherit. And the Rabbanan are coming along and effectively making the daughter inherit. So in the case of Yaakov and Leah, so on a certain level, when Lavan writes the Nechasim to Leah, he's doing that so that the Benin Dichrin will, Leah's male sons, will get his inheritance and won't be absorbed into Yaakov's Rishos. So then in a certain level, the girls are now inheriting. Says the Gemara, Hanami Doraisa, who this concept of Ksuvus Benin Dichrin also has a source, Minatayri, Dichsiv, Kchun Hashem, Nashim, Ve'olidu Banim, Ubanos. Take wives, the pasuk says, and you will have men and male and female children. And marry your children off. So now analyzes the Gemara. So simple reading of the pasuk Yirmiyo is have children, and they will marry and have children themselves. I understand that when it comes to sons, it's possible to marry them off, and the son will help out because, as Rashi explains, it's normal that when you have a son, that he will search out to marry a woman. However, when it comes to daughters, and unfortunately it's still a challenge to this day, it's not always in the daughter's hands to get married. Hakamashmalan, the pasuk is coming to tell us that the way in which you help her get married, the nilbashe, you dress her up, v'nichse, you cover her, v'nesev lamidi, and you make her attractive. Kehechi dekafzi ala va'asu, in order that men will want to marry them. So this is the source, minat Torah, that there is an idea that we would do everything we can to get a daughter married, and therefore the Torah itself sanctions this idea of having a nedunya funneled into the daughter. Obviously, it needs to be emphasized, everything we can in an emotionally healthy way to have the girl find the appropriate suitor. Kehecha dekavtzi ala va'asu nasvila, in order that they come to marry her. Va'ad kam, asks the Gemara, and how much money can a father put into the nedunya and not be considered that he is redirecting the nachla? This is the way Tosas on Nun Amabez seems to be understanding the Gemara's kasha. Up until the 10th, he's allowed to write and he's not diverting from the Yerusha. Ve'ema de'av liros de'bal lo yiros. Gemara says, if that's the logic, then I don't understand the way we've explained Ksubas Benin Dichrin, the way Ksubas Benin Dichrin works. Ksubas Benin Dichrin is that the sons of the woman inherit the Ksuba, not the Nedunya. It's the Ksuba as well that we're discussing. Ve'eima, so if that would be so, the avliros, the father, they should inherit what their father gave their mother from the nedunya, but the baal lo yiros, but they shouldn't get from the husband. In other words, they shouldn't get the ksuba. Says the Gemara, well, it's all part of the above calculation. In kain avnami mim nevelo kasav. If the father is going to find out that her own ksuba, her sons are not going to get, he's going to give up before he starts in writing a nedunya. But if you tell him, not only the nedunya is your male grandchildren going to get through your daughter, but so to the ksuba, then he's more likely to write. Ve'ema hecha the kasav av, lichtov baal. Maybe in a case where the father gave an adunya, so then in such a case, the Baal has to write the condition, the clause of ksubas benindichrin, that the sons will get the ksuba. Hecha de lo kasav al lo kasav Baal, but if the father doesn't write, then maybe the husband doesn't have to write as well. Says the Gemara, loy plug rabbanan. We're going to start making all these exceptions, the takan is not going to apply, the rabbanan didn't differentiate. Continues the Gemara, Bas Bein Abonim Nami Teiros. What about a daughter amongst sons? What happens if the woman has girls? Why is it only the Benin Dichrin that the male boys get the ksuba? What about her daughters? Says the Gemara, Kenachla Shavur Rabbanan. Really, you're right. The grandfather and the daughter would like their daughter, the daughter and granddaughter, to inherit. However, we turn ksubas benin dichrin into a yerusha midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, bas bein habanos tiros. Okay, if that's so, so then what happens if you have a daughter amongst daughters? What happens if Yaakov and Leah don't have any boys, they only have girls? So then in such a case, there is no hilchos nachala, because in such an instance, all of them are Yorshim. If there's no sons, then the daughters are Yoresh. If that's so, so then let the daughter of Leah, remember, Yaakov had other daughters from other wives, but Leah had one daughter, so then in such a case, let Leah's daughter Yarshin the Ksuba, Loi Prulg Rabbanan. Again, if we're going to make such differentiation, then the strength of Ksuba's Benin Dichrin is going to fall apart, Loi Prulg Rabbanan. V'tigbi Mimitaltli, why is the Ksuba's Benin Dichrin is only connected from Karkos Meshubadim and not from Mitaltlin? Answers the Gemara, Kiksuba Shavyu Rabbanan. It becomes like a ksuba, and ksuba is only collected from karka and not from metaltalin. Halacha lemaisa, that's actually much more complicated, whether we collect ksuba from metaltalin or from karka, but the Gemara here is assuming, like the predominant opinion in the Gemara, and that is that ksuba is collected from karka. Asks the Gemara, titrof mi meshabdi, why is it that there is a discussion of whether the ksuba is collected from karka that is mishubadim? That is a discussion later on daf nun hey amid beis. Why is there a machlokis? If it's like ksuba, then of course it's collected from even lands are mishubadim. Answers the Gemara, yarson tnan, because we use the expression of yerusha, and the rule of thumb points out Rashi is that we don't have yerusha from mishubadim. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ma'af al-gav, deleka moiser dinar. We should say that the halacha is that in all cases, the male sons collect the ksuba because it has halacha like Yerusha midrabanan, despite the fact that there seems to be a halacha that contradicts this. This is the halacha on daf tzadi aleph amid aleph, that it says in the Mishnah, that the only time we have ksubas benin dichrin is in a case of where there is, as we just quoted from the Gemara, Moser Dinar. Aside from the two ksubas, let's say a man is married to two wives, so then in such a case you have two ksubas benin dichrin. The only time the ksubas benin dichrin kicks in is if there is another amount in the inheritance, there is a leftover dinar. Asks the Gemara, so why do we require there be another part of inheritance? We should just allow all the sons to collect based on the two ksubas. So if Yaakov doesn't have any more than the ksubas benin dichrin, so his children from Leah will yarshin Leah's ksuba, and his children from Rachel will garshin Rachel's ksuba. So why is it the Mishnah says you need another dinar? Answers the Gemara, b'makom The only time this takana of benun dichron applies is where you have amount of money where you could have regular Yerusha d'oraisa. And since Yerusha d'oraisa does not differentiate between Yaakov's children from Rachel and Yaakov's children from Leah, so then in such a case, Ksubas benun dichron is ignoring the din d'oraisa. And the only time we could ignore the din d'oraisa is if we anyhow fulfill the din d'oraisa with a dinar. Otherwise, we can not allow Ksubas benun dichron to kick in. Rav Papa yasik le libre. Rav Papa made a shidduch. Bei Abba Surah. With Abba of Surah. Azal Mikhtav La Ksubasa. And they sat down to write the Ksuba. Shama Yehuda Bar Meimar. Nafik. Asa Ischazilei. So Yehuda Bar Meimar went to see Rav Papa as they were arranging the Ksuba. Kimat Lefischa. When he came to the entrance. Havakam Niftar Minei. Yehuda Bar Meimar came to the doorway of Chutan that he was walking with Rav Papa. So then he said, okay, Shalom Aleichem, it was great to see you. Amalei, so Rav Papa said back to him, Neil Mar Baadei, why don't you come in? Chazia de lo avinichale. Rav Papa saw that Rav Yehuda Bar Meimar didn't want to come in when he arranged the ksuba. Amalei, my daitach. He said, what is bothering you? Is it because Mishum Darmalei Shmuel the Rav Yehuda, because Shmuel had one center of Yehuda, Shinna Lo Tahavi Bavuri Achsanta Afil Mi Brabrisha the Bar Tuva. Don't be for me an aid whenever we're dealing with a Yerusha, even if the father is taking the Yerusha from a weak son and giving it to a good son. Lo Yada Mai. Because you never know in the end which is the better son and what type of children are going to come out in the end. V'kol shekein, and certainly mibra labarta, when they do a ksuba and they write some of the Yerusha to go from a daughter, from a son to a daughter, so then don't get involved with it. Is that your concern? Don't be concerned about that, says Rav Papa. Hainami takanta derabbanani, because this was a real takan midrabbanan. Darm Rabbi Yochanan b'shem b'yechai, because Rabbi Yochanan had said this in the name of Rabbi Shem b'yechai. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda b'marta said, you got it, you understood what my concern was, because even though you're right that it was a takana, hani mili midaite, that's only if the mechutan wants to do it. If the mechutan wants to have the ksuba written and have the ksuba given in a way that the benin dichrin are going to get it, then that's fine. However, lasuye nami, are you allowed to force in such a case? Amalei, Rav Papa said, who said I was going to force? Otami kaminucha da'al vasiya? Are you saying that I'm going to come in and add pressure? I wasn't pressuring that they should write ksubas benin dichrin. Ovelo tasiya kamina. I just asked you to come inside with me, not to pressure. Amalei, malodi doi hainu asiya. Simply me being there, says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Marta, is going to create a sense of pressure. And therefore, I don't want to go inside. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Marta didn't want to pressure. Somebody else pressured. Fascinating, the Gemara story continues. Akfiye. So Rav Papa pressured Rabbi Yehuda Bar Marta to go in. Va'al, and they went inside. Ishtik v'yasiv. He sat there silently. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Marta sat there silently. Savar Abar Surah. The Mechutin thought, Iumirtach Rotach, that he was angry at him, that he's not giving enough money for the nedunya of his daughter. Remember, if Papa's son was getting engaged, and this is all about getting a bigger nedunya for the son, in order that the son is going to want to marry the daughter. So now this thing actually begins to roll down the hill. It begins, the concerns become even more and more dramatic. In other words, the concerns become more and more real because Abba Bar Surah thinks that the reason why he's Yehuda Bar Marta is upset is he's not writing enough of Unadunya. So Savar Hu Mirtech Rasach. So Kosvei Lechol Madahavilei. So in the end, Bar Surah wrote all of his possessions to Rav Papa's son in order that Rav Papa will marry his daughter. Lesof Amarlei. So in the end, Abba Surah turns to Yehuda Bar Marta, who's still not talking. What a fascinating story. Hashtanami lo mishtaymar. He says, I've written everything away for this marriage, and you're still not saying anything. Chaye demar, I swear by your life. Lo shavik midi l'nafshai. That why are you upset at me that you're not talking to me? Yehuda bar Marta says Abba Surah. I've written everything away. Amalei Yehuda bar Meimar said, Imi no didi. You had asked Eitzah for me. I feel high nami dechasafta lo nichale. I wasn't even happy about the first thing that you wrote. All of this ksubas ben indichrin stuff that you write so much of in the dunya, I'm not into at all. Amalei sa Abba Surah said, Hashtanami adabi. So now I go back. I totally misunderstood your silence. Lesson of the story is don't try to guess why someone's not saying anything. Amalei shavi nafshe chadrona lo kamina. You put yourself in the situation and you promised it, then you can't back out. What a fascinating story. The Gemara continues, Bali mine Rav Yemer Saba mei Rav Nachman. Rav Yemer Saba asked Rav Nachman the following shal. Bachra ksubasa lebaila. If a woman sells her ksuba to her husband. Now, we need a little bit of background over here. As we mentioned in the introduction, when it comes to a ksuba is an option. Why do I call it an option? Because a ksuba can be collected, a ksuba cannot be collected. It all is a race against time. It's a race against death. The inevitable. There are two things in life that are definite, and those are death and taxes. Here, unfortunately, in Israel, we joke that in Israel, it could be it's only death and not taxes. Everybody should have arichos yamim and be successful financially. But the halacha of ksuba is that when the woman outlives her husband, if her husband dies, or her husband divorces her, then she gets a ksuba. Now, what happens if the woman dies first? So then, in such a case, outside of ksubas benin dichrin, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, outside of the takon of ksubas benin dichrin. So now, there are women that sell her ksuba, that sell their ksuba. In other words, if a woman is in a tough spot, she might want to raise some extra cash. So she'll take her ksuba, she'll go to a pawn shop, and she'll say, here's my ksuba, and I'm selling it to you. The ksuba says I'm entitled to 200 zuz, I'll sell it to you for 100 zuz. And the pawn shop owner, depending on his calculations, will buy it. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that the sale is valid, and if the woman gets divorced or her husband dies, so then in such a case, the pawn shop owner will own the ksuba. Another case of where a woman could sell it is she could actually sell the option to her husband. The husband could buy her out. In other words, she could sell her ksuba for 100 zuz. So says the Gemara, so she sold her ksuba to her husband. Now we have an interesting question. What about the ksubas benin dichrin? Let's take a look at Rashi, Dibar Maskel, O Einla, about 7 lines into the Naron and Gimel Amid Aleph. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kivin de Machra, the Bala, Pakala, Taurus, Yerusha, Savia, Mila Harsh, Nandunya, Shalom, Lubnei Bita? Do we say that now she's also given up the right of inheritance of the Nadunya to her son, Shari Mecharta, because she sold it? Vein Kali Yerusha, Ba Me'achshav, and now the kids are not going to get the Ksuba. And now they collect equally, not only the ksuba, but also the nedunya as well. Or no, we say that there is ksubas benin dichrin nevertheless. Amalei Rava. So Rava responded to this question. V'tibaylach mocheles. Why don't you ask a similar question in regards to whether she's mochel the ksuba? She's mochel and says she doesn't want the ksuba. Then in such a case, you could ask the same question, is there ksubas benin dichrin? And if you're going to assume that the halacha is that there is benin dichrin, why would it be different than the halacha of mocheres? Amalei. So Rav Yemer Saba explained, hashta mocheres kami boile. I'm asking specifically mocheres. The af agav dikel meimer zuzi ansua. That even though you could say that the money that she got to sell her ksuba, kiman de kamochle me'uchli be'uchla. In other words, that she's feeling a tremendous pressure to give up the ksubas benin dichrim because she needs cash. Mocheles mi boy. But in case of where she needs mocheles, what incentive did she have to give up the ksubas benin dichrim from her kids? So that's why it could very well be that when it comes to mocheles, that she doesn't give up ksubas benin dichrim, but mocheres, it's possible. Amar Rava, Rava said, pshitali, mocheres ksubas lachem, yesh lo ksubas benin dichrim. It's obvious to me that even in a case of mocheres, there is ksubas benin dichrim. My taima, zuzi ansua, because the money co-opted her, convinced her, and here the logic goes that the Rabbanan had Rachmanis on her. The Rabbanan had Rachmanis on her, Zuzan Sua, she was forced, but she didn't intend to pass up the Ksubas Tevnichrin. However, Mocheles Ksubas Alabayla, but if she's Mocheles, ain't lo Ksubas Tevnichrin. Then in such a case, there is no, my time Achule Achlisa, we assume that she was Mochel on it. She's mochel on the ksuba, so then the assumption is that she's mochel on the ksubas benin dichrin as well. Boy Rava, Rava has the following shayla: mocheres ksubas alabayla ki mocheres acherim dami. If she sells it now we go back to our original question. If she sells it to her husband, is it like she sold it to others? And then, according to Rava, the halach is that there is benun dichrin. Oh, ki mocheles labayla dami. Or is like mocheles labayla, and then we said that there is no benun dichrin. Basa deboya der pashta mocheres ksubas labayla, ki mocheres acheres dami, and there is ksubas benun dichrin. Masa Rav Idi Baravin asked Akasha that when she feels forced to sell her ksuba because she needs cash, there still is a ksubas benun dichrin. Mesa Yivamis Pezayin Amibes, we learned, if she dies, Ein Yarshin Shelzeh, Ein Yarshin Shelzeh, Yarshin Ksubasa. That when it comes to the following case, let's take a look. Rashi HaKadosh spells this out for us. Rashi in the Vilna edition, the standard Vilna edition, it's parallel to Hagos HaBach, I would say about 20 lines from the bottom, maybe even a little bit more. Dibar Maskel, Ein Yarshin Shelzeh. Mishneh Hibi Yivamis. There is a mission Yivamas on Pezayin. Yisha Shalach Bailum Dinasayam. A woman whose husband went to a foreign country. V'amarla Eid Echad, and one Eid testifies, Meis Bailach, that her husband had died. V'tirulin Nasei, V'nises. And she got married because it was made permissible to her. V'achakach Bo Baila, and then the dead man walking comes. Teitze Mizel Mizeh. She doesn't stay married to any husband. V'ein lo Ksuba. Lo Mizeh V'lo Mizeh. She doesn't have a Ksuba. V'meisa, and Yarshin Shalzeh V'zeh. Then, in such a case, neither the Yarshim, Banim Shesha Mizeh Umizeh, Yarshim Ksubasa. No one is going to get the Ksuba. Okay, that's the halacha in Yevamis, and we've discussed in Yevamis why that's so. She can no longer stay married to either husband. There is no Ksuba. It's a tragic case. Asks the Gemara over there, Vavina ba Ksubasa Maya Vidita. And we asked, what's going to be with the Ksuba? No one gets it. Vamar of Papa, Ksubas Benin Dichrin. Rav Papa answered that this ksuba that the Mishnah says you don't get was talking about the ksubas benin dichrin. And in regards to ksubas benin dichrin, so then we learned that the halach is that none of the kids get it. But a regular ksuba, the regular ksuba itself, that will be yarshid. Analyzes now the Gemara based on the svara above. What did we say? We said that a person doesn't lose ksubas benin dichrim when they feel forced to sell it away. So here too, v'amai hachanami lema yetzer ansa, her yetzer to be married is what caused her to marry the second husband because she thought that her husband was dead. And now why do we say that the kids lose ksubas benin dichrim? We just got through saying that when the Yetzahara for money caused her to be mochel on the ksuba, we say that doesn't affect the kids. So too over here. Says Gmar Hasam Knasu de Kansur Rabbanan. The whole thing is a knas that the Rabbanan require her to no longer be married to either of the two men, and therefore the Rabbanan also cancelled the ksuba, even though based on the above analysis of ksuba's been indifferent, then it shouldn't be cancelled. The Gemara continues six lines before the Y. Nun Gimel Manaf Yasu Rabin Bar Chananya Kamei Dereb Chizav Yasu Kam Mishmei Dereb Lazar Meicheles Ksubas Labayla Ein La Mizones. If a woman forgoes her ksuba to her husband, so then in such a case she is not entitled to Mizones. Amalai, he said to him, Lav the Karmel Mishmei Degaver Rabba. This is what Rabin Bar Chana had said. in the name of Rabbi Lazar. To which Rav Chizkiya responded, if you had not said this name of Rabbi Lazar, Hava Amina Lecha, I would have told you that that's wrong. Meishiv Ra Tachas Toiva Loitomush Ra Mi Beisai. That the Pasuk in Mishlei says, those who pay back bad for good, they will always have bad in their house. In other words, not only was she mochel her ksuba, she did you a favor, now she's going to lose her mazonos, you're going to be meshiv ra tachas tova, you're going to give her bad now that she's going to lose her mazonos also after she did you a favor. Gemara continues, Yasser Rav Nachman v'ulav avimi bar Rav Popov, Yasser Rav Chia bar Ami, Gabayu, asu gavra d'shchiva rusaso, a man came in whose Arusa had died. Of course, she was a woman that he had set aray mekudeshesly, but not taken her into his house. Amali zil kavar ohavla ksubasa. They told him, do one of two possibilities. Either bury her, or you'll have to give her the ksuba. Amali Rav Chia Tanina. I learned that Narusa doesn't have a ksuba, and there isn't a chiyuv of kvura. Where do I learn it? Because it says, Ishta Arusa Lo Onein. If a wife who is an Arusa passes away, then the husband doesn't become an Onein. This is quoted in Bava Metzia, Yudches Amid Aleph, Yevamos Chavtes Amid Beis. V'lo Metamela, and he's not Metame himself to her. V'chein hi Lo Onenes, V'lo Metamela. Mesa Eina Yarsha. And if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. But if he dies, gova ksubasa, then she does collect the ksuba. And I inferred, says Rav Chia, time of the mesu. That's only if he dies. He may ha mesa he, but if she died, ain la ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba. And we learned that the kfura is a takana in the place of her ksuba. In other words, once she dies, he doesn't have to pay her ksuba. But he has to bury her. We had that in a Mishnah. And we learned on Menvav Amabez in the Mishnah that her husband is chayiv in the wife's kvura. So the Gemara infers that the ksuba is in place of the kvura, and therefore, if he doesn't get her ksuba if she dies, she doesn't get her ksuba, so then in such a case, he doesn't have to take care of her kvura. So if there's no ksuba, so then in such a case, why is it that we learn that there's a chiyuv kfura when it comes to an arusa? The Gemara explains, my taima, what is the rationale that an arusa that dies in the husband's lifetime, that he doesn't need to bury her, and it doesn't take the place of her ksuba? Amar avayshia she'ena nikare boi likishitinasi la'acher titli mashekosuv lichi. Because there is a provision in the ksuba that when she becomes permissible, in other words, for example, if he divorces her or he dies, that he says he's going to give her from the ksuba. So in that case, the only time a husband is chayiv in the ksuba is either if he dies or she becomes divorced. And kiyasa ravan amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish taught, arusa shemesa ein la ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba.
Turning on to Amud Bey, Zilu Vamrule, Shkila Tuvasech.
Take your favor of what you taught us. You thought you were teaching us a Tova, Vishadia Achizri, and throw it to the thorns. Shekvar Tirgama Ravashi Oishil Ishmaitse, Bibavel. Because that already was taught us. You haven't taught us anything new. So that was something we had already known beforehand. We had learned in our Mishnah Gemara, continues two lines from the top, we learned in our Mishnah that one of the Tanai Ksubas are that your daughters, the husband promises the wife, that any daughters you have, even daughters not from our marriage, so then in such a case, they will sit in your home and be fed. Rav Tani, Rav learned in our Mishnah, Ad Tilkachin LeGuvrin, until they're married off to men. V'Levi Tane Adetim Pagron, and Levi said that the Girsa is not as we have in our Mishnah, until they will be taken by men, but rather until they reach the age of 12 and a half. L'Rav, Afalav de Bagar. Rav says there's a responsibility to support them even if they become Bogeris. V'Levi says, Afalav de Insiv, even if they're married, Ela Bogar, V'lo Insiv, Insiv, V'lo Bagar, de Kulei Amalo Pligi. Levi says, that even if they're married, haven't read Bulgaris, then the father still needs to support them. Clarifies the Gemara. If there's the girl's a Bogeres and didn't get married, or she got married and she's not a Bogeres to Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, then everybody agrees that in such a case, she does not get her Mizonos. However, Ki Pligi Barusa Velo Boger. What happens if she became a Rusa and she didn't become a Bogeres? Rashi explains, Ki Pligi Barusa Rav Amar. Rav says, Ad Tilkechin Kichadar Erison. The moment that she's taken for Erison Vafil Lo Bogar, then she no longer eats. Ula Levi, and Levi's of the opinion, explains, Rashi, O Tipagrin O Yinasu, Viag Matsumishus Avlagamri Ki Bagrus. She needs either a Bagrus or Nisuin. So that's going to be the machlokas that Levi's going to say she still eats. V'chein Tani Levi Masnisen Ad De Bagrin. The Yamti Zimnoin the Insevin. And Levi taught that it's when she is a Bogeres and we give her time to get married 12 months and she doesn't need to stop eating until she becomes an Asua or a Bogeres. Tarti! So does it seem that according to Levi, you need both? That number one, she needs to be a Bogeres and need to get married? Ella, but rather, no, that's not what it means. It must mean, as we said before, O Tibagrun, O Diamtis Min Lingnase, either Linseva, or she gets married, or she is Bogeres. And when we say get married, it means even reach the time to get married, that the 12 months are up. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi, this machloikis of Rav and Levi is a machloikis tanoim. Ad mosay abas nizoinim achetis ares. When does a girl get supported? That we learn that when her mother died, she's supported by her mother's husband. Mishum Rebbe Lazar Amru acheti boger. So the Tanakhama says that's by Erison. Rebbe Lazar says by Bogeres. So that's the machlokas. Tan Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned that she gets fed adio voyin hu legovern until she's given over to men. Iboilu havya erison. Does that havoya that she's given over, does that refer to erison? O havoya de nesuin, according to his girsa, teiku. The Gemara leaves off with a teiku. Amalei Rav Chisda Rav Yosef, mishmilacha minei de Rav Yehuda. Did you hear from Rav Yehuda? Le arusa yesh la mizonos. O Ela Mazonos, is Arusa fed from her mother's father's Rishus when she's become an Arusa? Amale Mishmalo Shamayeli. Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear anything about it. El Misvara Lesla. It's logical to mean that she would not get. Kiman de Irsa, since she's already engaged and married to somebody, Lo Nichala de Tisazil. A husband who's married her will not want her to go beg. And what was the whole reason, explains Rashi in Dibar Maskel Misvara, that we had instituted that there is a chiv to support the daughter in order that she not go beg. But over here, she has an arus, she has a husband who's going to make sure that she's not going to beg. Amalei, Chizda retorted the exact opposite. In Mishma lo Shmialach, Misvara Isla. I hold that if you didn't hear anything about it, then she should get. Kiman de lo kimle bigava, since she's not yet living with him, lo shadi zuzi bichti. He's not going to throw her any money, stam. Amale, to which Rav Chisda had retorted was the exact opposite. That was this amale that we just saw. Vika damri, and some have a different girsa. Amale, Rav Yosef said to Rav Chisda, mishmelo shlimi svara isla. That it was Rav Yosef who had said that it's logical that she should get kimlo kimlo begavelo shadzibichti, and Amar Le, the opposite version, had Chizda retorting Yimishbelo Shmielak Masvara less like you in the Irsalon Nichalei Detizil. So the Ikadami just changes what Rav Yosef said versus what Rav Chizda said. Bezer Hashem, we are going to pick up on Shabbos Kodesh, even if we're not able to learn it together over the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing technology, the daf of Nun Dalet until Perek Afalpi, and Be'ezer Hashem, Sunday we will pick up Perek Afalpi on daf Nun Dalet Amen Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Ksubis.